things that we're going to talk about today is the, we'd like to get organized in the, with volunteers, getting volunteers to come, first of all, getting more volunteers, and then getting volunteers to do different activities that we want to be done. And then I was going to make a list, I have a guideline here, outline. And so one of the things that we're not doing is that we're not making any brochures, any pamphlets, or any materials. We're just involved in getting volunteers. And then we'll, you know, decide at that point, future point, what they would be doing. I, of course, think they would be working at the polls and early voting. They might come up with putting out signs. They might, he wants to put out 30 monster signs across the county. That's going to take some calling to find locations for 30 large signs, that type of thing. Phone banking, phone
30.
Calling.
I'm talking about 100.
Oh, 100, I'm sorry, 100 big ones. So we have to make telephone calls for that kind of thing to find those locations. We need a little bit more than one person doing everything, or two. So that was what I was thinking, more the merrier.
Yeah, I think any publication needs to go actually through the party.
We're not talking about any publications.
Are you talking also about poll workers? I mean,
yeah,
people who
not will, those kind.
No, I don't
not
mean anybody who's paid. I mean somebody who's out there hawking.
Yes. That's the kind of volunteer I would like to see us have 100 volunteers. To do that, we'd have to do is have a plan. We'd have to make an effort to get that in.
In the past, I've worked at the Canton Library almost every day of early voting. And run back and forth to the headquarters, and I would also take any printed material, signs or whatever, from the headquarters, because there's only three polling places.
Early voting. Yeah, there's three.
Yeah, early voting.
So in general, it's a very special time in the election cycle. When you have a presidential election, you've got people that come out of that are more willing to volunteer than any other time. They will hang with you over the next 4 years if you can organize them and make them feel good and encourage them. So it's a time when you build your base, and then you can use them over the next 4 years until the next presidential election. Hopefully we take that, build on that, and keep building. We don't have a whole lot from the previous 20 or 30 years, but we have a little bit to build, a little bit of a base to build on. So. At this point, people really tend to want to help. You're not having to twist their arms. They are passionate. They're like Cornelia. They believe that we need to make a change and that we need good leadership. And it starts, they get more impassioned over the presidential election than the other one. So we could go and talk to them about school board, but that's not going to get them out volunteering, waving signs, working at the polls, I don't think. So they need to be asked. And that requires that you create a small database at first that's willing to make some telephone calls. Hopefully that small database can grow the number of volunteers, come with a phone tree, and any opportunity we have.
Howdy. Good evening.
Any opportunity we have to add volunteers, we should take them. I think there's already some lists already started from the fair and from the grand opening of the headquarters. We have some names already. I think people are coming in to volunteer and they want to help. So once they agree to volunteer, I think they need that the volunteers need, and this is something that's not, you know, needs to be built up, and that is steady leadership, clear, short-sighted guidelines, and constant communication. So that's not something that gets done by accident. It's something that you are aware that we only have 6 weeks till election day, and it's a 6-week job. Somebody's got to do it, and hopefully there'll be more than one person involved. But that person, there has to be some leadership at the top that keeps that line of communication going, keeps them, the volunteers, organized and engaged, and so that's a pretty important factor. So to target 100 volunteers, you know, is it very ambitious? I know we have 100 people that are willing to work, But getting, finding them, contacting them, and getting their name, address, and email, and then contacting them and keeping them engaged is, it's a big job. Anybody ever managed a 100-person corporation? You know, it's a big job, isn't it? So even if it's only for a short term, for 6 weeks, 7 weeks, it's still.
And they get sick, and they have the, you know, they break their leg, and the grandpa goes to the hospital, and
that's why we
pretty
need 100.
Soon it's 97.
That's why we need 100.
Yeah.
We may or may not get 100, but I mean, that's, you got to have a goal.
Yeah.
And that's why you make goals.
There'd be no downside to having a lot of volunteers.
There's no.
I don't think there's any downside to having a lot of volunteers.
Good.
Right.
So 100 is an okay number, you think?
I don't have a clue, but I think the more the better.
Have you identified the key precincts? For example, some of the ones on I-40 over on it, north of I-40. Are very small.
Right.
So the precincts, we've never been able to cover 100% of the precincts, and we've never gotten close. We've covered maybe a little over half the precincts. And some of them aren't covered all day, some of them are covered half a day. So, you know, covering the precincts on election day, who was it that was talking about this the other day at the meeting? But it is true, more than half of the people vote during early voting. So that lasts for, over 10 days, so it's...
When does that start, the 20th?
It's already started.
It's already started?
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, early voting?
I heard it.
Absentee.
Oh, absentee.
Absentee's going on now. And so absentee, that's another opportunity. There's just a lot of opportunities. So if you start in, you know, August, you have a lot of opportunities for reaching out to voters. We're in the middle of September, so our opportunities are very targeted now. So basically I had some ideas about what the volunteers might do. If you had a handful or a lot of volunteers, what would you do with them? Well, I would have them work at the polls.
I tell you, if I may, hey, you know, Kenneth, and I know, tell me how does this fit in with your perspective on everything being run? I mean, if you
Well, I mean, I hadn't been listening, so I really don't. I mean, I just figured that, you know, y'all wanted to talk. It wasn't nothing. I mean, I'm not. I mean, I want to do what's right in everything I do, and if it's wrong and they're not doing right, then I don't want no part of it, and I'm going to say something about it, and if you're doing right, then that's what I'm about. And that's
what,
all.
What
and I don't know. Yeah, I don't really.
Well. The impression I've got over the last X number of weeks is that there's a lot of sincere, interested people
I think
that
so too.
Want to help, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
However, the general effort seems to be a little fractioned or disjointed.
Well, I mean, it's not.
Is it coming from the top? They want to know, are you?
It's not from me. I want to get Donald Trump elected. And
well, we all want that.
And I mean, I know other people feels, and I want Brandon to get in. I do want Brandon because I talked to him and got him to run. And a few more people, I'm not really, it don't matter that much to me. I know it probably should, but I just feel like if Trump don't win, all the rest of it don't matter anyway. So, and I might be
wrong.
Well,
unfortunately it does.
Well, I feel like it don't. I mean, I'm just saying
well,
how I feel.
Well, I mean, right now McCrory's in the fight of his life against Obama and Black Lives Matter and Guy and Soros, and he's fighting for one
and
state
Reid
out
Cooper
of
is
out
not
of 50.
Going to help us.
And if what I'm saying was if Hillary, I feel like if Hillary gets in,
well, we're doomed. We know.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. And
if
my
Hillary
most important thing
in,
is
it's even more important that you have got your council of state and your commissioners
right.
and your school board.
So. No, I get that, but that's, but, okay, but, so it's your vision, I guess, or your thought that there'd be some group of people that organizes this outreach to volunteers.
Yes, my whole thing when I was running for chairman is as you know, I felt like everybody, I had support, I felt really good, and I wanted to do the best I could do, and,
right.
And I want to, but I don't want to stick at anything I do in the mud, I want to grow, or either
right.
somebody else needs to do a better job than I can do. I'm into getting it to grow. I'm into conservatives. I guess what you're saying that you feel some, like, people's into that. A lot of us, well, me, I'm going to say me, you know, I've never promoted Inslee because of his voting record.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit here or get on the computer or do anything and slam him. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. If I was talking to him, I'd say, Kevin, I wouldn't vote for you. I'm never going to try to get anybody to vote for him. If anybody asks me, I'm going to say, I hope you don't vote for him. But there's other people who might like Kevin, because I don't know, and they're Republicans. And I'm the chairman of the Republican Party, not the pick and choose thing. That's where I'm at. That's the deal that I'm in.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have a printout of the registered Republicans? So that's the first thing you start with.
No.
Then why not?
Okay, because I've not done a good job as a chairman. And that's why.
Well, that's nice of
we
you.
We have one.
I think.
I'm not here to bash you.
No, I'm not bashing anybody. I'm asking for paper.
We actually do have a printout, but it's not current right now. It would have been last March.
We have people coming in signing up on this book right here.
That's a good start.
We can get one that's not worried about that. Get
yeah, okay.
So let me ask you another question. Do you see this effort with the four of us being a formal part of the county, the Haywood Republican Party, or?
Well, I sure hope you. I mean, I sure hope you want to stay. I mean, I kind of liked you since you've been coming.
No. What I'm saying is you think this is a formal part of the committee?
No, not unless the executive committee votes.
I mean, I'm just trying to get who's on first, who's on second.
You're saying. I mean, y'all can't vote tonight. Is that what you're asking me about anything? Like, the executive committee has to vote.
Well, so I guess here's one problem I see is the four of us talk or whomever.
Yeah.
I guess technically four of us have been invited and we agree on something. And we're down the road, and then tomorrow or a week later, the executive committee calls a stop to it or wants it changed.
Well, I just want to tell you ahead of time that that's very possible with the way things are going. I mean, because even with me being the chairman, you know, I can decide one thing one day, and then the next day, you know, it's all kind of bull going on, you know. I don't know how to answer this.
Let me say something.
Can I say something?
First of all, I didn't come here to assert any Republican authority.
Yeah.
I came here because
get a job done.
I want to get a job done, and that job is we've got a lot of people. I've submitted probably seven or eight names. I talk to people on the street. When I go into a restaurant, they see my Trump hat and they say, I like your hat, and I say, do you want to be a patriot now? Because now's the time to be a patriot. And I've had almost 100% of the people say, yes, I will come in and work. And I've submitted those names. Now, where that list is, there was a list for the county fair. There's been lists at every event. There was a list in here at the grand opening. Where those are, I don't know. And we need to find out.
Let me answer that question to Steve. I think that's what you're maybe asking me. I feel like when Pat and Ted left, Pat and Ted had the list of a lot of our people.
All the donors.
Okay. Yes. And if
most of those have left town though. They went out of business. Oh,
let him finish his sentence.
Okay.
And if when I leave as chairman and I have a list of them and I leave with them, then I'm a stealing from the Republican Party. I have stolen from the Republican Party. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. No conservative or liberal can explain it any other way besides I'm a thief. So if Pat and Ted has took them, they have stolen what belongs to the Republican Party.
Well, we need to get
if down at the fair, if people coming in here giving stuff and somebody here is taking them, me or anybody else, we're stealing from the Republican. They belong to the Republican Party. This says Republican Party headquarters.
Right.
And when I wanted, when Linda called me and asked me about having this, I said, well, are you a Republican? She said, well, yeah. I mean, and she had been a little arrogant, you know, and then I said, well, you're just gonna bring Republicans. And she said, yeah. And she probably feels a little different about some things than I do. I don't know. But I took it when I run for the chairman of the Republican Party that it was for Republicans.
Right.
Now, I don't want her coming in here bringing Democrats or trying to get Democrats in, or I don't want her to push libertarian stuff. If you're going to use this, do it Republican stuff. And then if you like a few libertarians, go across the road and root them on. I don't care. If I wanted to, that's what I'd do. But don't do it here because it is right. Republicans, and that's what this is about. It's not for... It's like I said about a piece of property. Don't go in the middle of 100 acres and buy an acre and think you can dictate policy for the other 99 if you'll do it, buy the whole 100. There's going to be different people with different thoughts, and this is the Republican Party. And as long as I'm here, I'm not going to slam. I'm not having no part of that. I'm not going to destroy people. I want no part of it.
Steve, your point is that we shouldn't be doing anything or trying to do things that is not sanctioned by the executive committee.
Yeah, I just think, I just want to make sure the left hand knows what the right hand's right. doing, so there's not some other okay. sidebar discussions.
Okay,
or
if y'all are here trying to get, I think you said 100 people to work the polls, right? You'd like to get
volunteer
to work the polls.
Or other stuff, put out signs.
And then maybe, right, put out signs or
talk, phone banks, or,
then I'm 100% for it. I'm the chairman of the Republican Party,
right.
not the select few party, the Republican Party. And now there's a few, don't ask me to go put out signs. I'm not going to, and I'm not going to discuss it. And I'm more strong against a few than other people are. I would never, but I'm not going to destroy Donald Trump's chance for somebody up here who ain't going to affect me this time. Donald Trump is going to affect me.
Okay. I would like to say this, that there are...
But there will be some that will probably have opposition, so I can tell you that.
There is a huge never-Trump faction in America today. So I asked a girl to help me with the thing that she helps me with all the time, which is at the polls. She said, never-Trump. I said, fine. See you later. No discussion. I don't care. I talked to other people. They say, never-Michelle. Never-Michelle goes now. I talk to other people, they say, oh, never
well,
jump
yeah,
in.
I know there's all sorts of, but the first order of business is finding a list of people to contact.
First of all, what I want to say about that is, as far as me being involved, I don't want to be on the never Michelle, the never Trump, the never Jim, the never Kevin, the never list. I'm not involved in that. I'm not on the never
bandwagon. Okay, no, yeah, we're all Republicans trying to elect Republicans.
But you might.
I know.
You
might. I know a bunch of people.
Well, I know that.
The
but
never
I know
Trump
that,
campaign and the never Kevin.
Yeah, yeah, but,
they're
okay.
Democrats.
And so they're not going to volunteer.
They're Democrats.
But here's
no.
Here's,
they're Democrats. There's plenty of them. Go over there and be friends with them. Just let the Republicans do what they need to do for Republicans.
But I don't want to tell you that if you spend hours getting this together and working hard and thinking, man, I really want to get Republicans elected, and I want to do my best, then I would never sit here and promise you that there's not going to be some people here that's going to be against you and cause. Now, if you're wanting me to vote for two or three people, I'm going to tell you on the side, I'm going to say, man, don't even mention that to me again. I'm not voting for them. But
yeah.
I'm not going to cause you to not.
Well, but yeah, but we're sitting here at the Republican headquarters.
Right.
So it seems to me this effort has to be in and through and about the Hayward County Republican Party.
Right.
Right?
Right?
I think we're on the same page there.
Yes, yes. And that's what it is about.
So, I'm not the chairman. Do you want to recognize Eddie?
Eddie, what do you want to say?
The list. Let me talk about the list, the name list. There's this thing, stigma that a lot of people's got that they don't want the Republican Party. When they sign a paper that says, here is my mailing list and I'd like to get stuff from the Republican Party, they kind of take it that the Republican Party's not going to sell that name. Or
that's true.
Give that name to someone else. Not
right.
not necessarily the name, but the email address, the phone number. You can get the phone number and stuff off of the voter records at the State Board of Elections.
Right.
But what we've done in the past, just like Ken said, Ted and Pat Carr stole over 500 and some names, the whole database, and I have tried to get this for many years, and they will not give it up. But the database that we have collected for the last 2 years.
It's actually about 800 and some names, I think.
If there's anything y'all want to put out, just tell Kenneth is the chair. Kenneth can have the secretary, which we're looking for right now, but somebody's doing the duty of secretary. So if you want to have a meeting and you want to get volunteers, just get with Kenneth, and Kenneth can orchestrate.
Well, the problem we have with that is Tracy's not formally resigned yet. Or he hasn't sent me anything, so I don't think.
Let me ask a question.
Technically, you can't be chair.
I understand the concern with regard to people just coming in and starting doing things, and the risk that you run if somebody takes and runs with it and does things in the name of the party, and the party hasn't agreed to it. The executive committee needs to be in control ultimately, no question about it. But the question is, has anything been done by the executive committee so far to start organizing this? Because we're in a time crunch now.
Now, because every time that we get started, even talking about palm cards, we have one or two, well, you can't put this name on there, so.
But we don't have a list.
Well, but we're not talking about palm cards now. We're talking about
registration.
And my question was had nothing to do with what you guys have worked on for the last 2 years. It has to do with what's come down in the last 3 months. And I know for a fact there were 96 names put down as people that were interested in doing things
at the state fair.
At the fair.
Good.
I saw it myself.
Well, now, there's more of a list that's here too from the last week or two.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Well, there should be, but when I asked where that was, nobody knew where it was.
Yeah, but I don't have those names.
So your concern might be that those people expect to be contacted by the Republican Party.
Maybe Jeremy has them, I don't know.
Of course.
Yes.
I mean, if they say they want to help.
Well, I'm going to call the state and I'm going to start finding out what I need to do to get this work.
Jeremy,
it's a disrespectfulness.
We have to have something to work for.
You know, Kenneth, we are you. Formally,
good to see you.
You know, formally asked Pat and Ted for that list. Have the Hayward County Committee?
I'm gonna tell you.
Where is that list?
I think maybe Eddie and them may have. I think Ian's have, hadn't you?
Yeah,
I think they have, but I'm gonna.
And so the response is they don't have it, or
I'm gonna call the state.
Yes, they have.
And I'm gonna stay, and here's where I'm at with this. What do I do? You know, here's what I want to do. I want to try to bring people in. I'm not worried about one or two people. And I'm going to talk about that.
Right.
And I'm going to talk about who's got the names that they've been taken in. Are they supposed to come to me? I'm going to find out myself. I'm going to quit. And y'all, I just want to know what I need to do.
Well, what about the Board of Elections? They can give you a printout.
Yes.
No, they don't have this list.
But the list.
They have it print out.
They don't have this list.
I'm talking about registered Republicans in Hayward County.
Yeah, no, I know, but we're right this second. We're talking about the list.
Well, he can beat somebody.
Did you talk to them about recording the meeting?
I'm sorry.
Did you talk to them about recording this?
Talk to who?
Us.
Ask them if you could record the meeting.
No.
Well, then you can't record it unless you talk to them about it.
Are we being recorded?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, that's fine with me.
I don't want to be.
Whatever I say
well,
in public,
they don't want
I say in public.
Well, this is a Republican headquarters. I recorded it.
Well, it's we can't let
well,
it get
I'll tell
in the
you
wrong
what.
Hands.
You know, the bottom line is we're here to try
well,
to.
Well, that's what they wanted to come here and use this, and nobody's coming and recorded y'all being here. That's what I'm trying to say, Monroe. Don't make a deal out of this.
How did I
you know,
get involved
you
in somebody
and
else's
Richard
argument?
And Jeremy and Eddie and everybody's talked a lot, and we would never come and record that. We would never.
Ken, is that a recorder right there?
This is, yeah.
Okay. Are you recording?
Is it recording?
On? No.
Okay.
Nope.
I mean, if you're going to record, like the other night, Monroe wanted to meet and record it, and I didn't care. That's fine with me, but Linda asked about this, so this is not. I'm only here because Linda and him come, and it made such a stink, so.
If you're telling
I didn't mind the other night. You need to cut your recorder off if you want to do the right thing, Monroe. That's
if you're
what you
telling
need.
Me to turn it off, I'll turn it off.
Well, you need to turn it off because I don't want it recorded. And it wouldn't bother me no, Monroe. If it's my man, I'd say, hey, I don't care.
Well, you're the one that's telling me to turn it off.
I would like